This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, giveaway number two here on this Friday. Let's give some Cody Jinks tickets away. Cody Jinks, Change the Game Tour, comes to Interest Bank Arena on Saturday, November 23rd. Special guest Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Last chance at a pair of tickets. Text Cody, C-O-D-Y, to the short code 20357. That contest ends, well, in about 13 minutes. It ends at 11 o'clock. Your last chance to win Cody Jinks tickets. A pair of them comes basically right now. Enter Cody 20357. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody. Glad to be able to send some folks off to that concert. I think it's going to be awesome. He's got some songs I really, really like. So good luck there. We're happy to send you here on Sports Daily and KFH. All right, fellas, the Chiefs and the Bills. It's lining up to be another epic contest. Really surprising news yesterday with Harrison Butker. So, you know, as we watch this, the Chiefs won't have Harrison Butker, are not expected to have either of Amenihue or Pacheco. They won't. And might have, I'd say, likely would have Juju Smith-Schuster. It's going to be a tough game. Even if they had all of those guys, Buffalo's playing well. It just feels to me like the spot where all of this good fortune might get away from them. I don't know, though. I mean, it is Mahomes as an underdog. I would say, Tommy, that the Chiefs need to come out and really run the ball a ton. But if they get Juju back with DeAndre Hopkins, that's kind of, you know, that quick, having both of those, that gives you three options for a quick strike offense, which would help if your left tackle is struggling. So, you know, maybe getting Juju back is something we haven't thought enough about.
Yeah, I think that that's a huge component of this game. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday about how, you know, Patrick Mahomes, if there continues to be offensive line issues, especially at left tackle, he's going to have to get the ball out very quickly. I don't think that we're going to see, at least right now, with Wanya Morris, even if he does play, probably not being 100%. I don't think we're going to see a lot of opportunities for Patrick Mahomes to be able to wait in the pocket for a long time and throw deep to whether it's Hopkins or Worthy. I just don't think that that's going to be on the table a whole heck of a lot in this game on Sunday. So you're going to need quick hitters, and that's where Travis Kelce comes to play, and that's where Juju Smith-Schuster comes to play as well.
Paul, if you're a defensive coach for the Bills right now, what does it mean to have three options for routes that are, you know, underneath type routes or quick hitter type routes? The Chiefs, they have three very qualified guys now for that particular type of play. They need it, but is that hard to defend? I would assume they would try to press to prevent that, right? Like, what do they do to try and counter?
Well, let me just phrase it like this, if you don't mind, Jacob. You bring up the safeties and you start taking those routes away. What happens to the deep third, the deep middle third, the other two thirds? I mean, all of a sudden that opens up to a little deeper pass. And that's so there's part of your poison. What do you defend? Well, I would say if it was me, keep the ball in front of you. Just keep the ball in front of you. Don't let the ball behind you. And that's kind of the way I would look at it. This is going to be, And I've got a feeling this is going to be a close game. But I've got a feeling whoever wins this game, when we go back and we look at the stats, we're going to say who had the most possession time. And you want to know something, Jacob? And Tommy, that team that wins might be the team that possesses the ball the most and keeps the ball out of the hands of the other team. Both teams are capable of scoring. Both teams have great quarterbacks. Both teams are capable of dominating a lot of NFL teams. I'm just saying the team that possesses the ball and keeps the ball out of the other team's hands will have the best chance of winning.
I think to your point, Paul, I mean, I think that's spot on, because the Bills, with the strikes that they can do and the explosiveness offensively, I think they're going to want a high-scoring game. Kansas City's going to want to keep the score, I think, lower.
That's right.
And they're going to want to lean on Kareem Hunt and have long, sustained drives and that sort of thing with quick hitting passes to kind of supplement that. So I think you're spot on with that.
And it makes you not have to, you know, worry about your left tackle as much. Yeah. I think Buffalo would like to run the ball too, by the way, to Paul's point. Like, I think if they have their way, Josh Allen will run it a lot. And they've got a couple of talented backs in James Cook, and they got a rookie in Ray Davis that they really like. So 46 points, Vegas doesn't, you know, it's not a low total, but it's probably not as high a total as we'd typically see in this game. I think Vegas is sort of on that line too. This could be very much a ball control, who makes fewer mistakes, right? Kind of game.
Right. Yep.
And I'm here for it. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think this is an opportunity as much as anything else, and we haven't talked about this in a number of weeks. They flexed last week. I think this is a great opportunity for the Chiefs defense to really flex down and say, don't forget we're one of the best units in football here. This is a really big chance for them to be able to step up and do something like that too.
And really quick, just watch what, you know, the Chiefs will do as far as limiting James Cook. You mentioned that they're going to want to run the ball with Josh Allen, but they're going to need James Cook to do that too. The Chiefs' storyline all season long is how they limit lead backs. They've done it basically the entire season. This will be another test. You know, if they can stop James Cook, especially on first downs, and force the Bills into passing situations, that's going to benefit, I think, Kansas City a ton.
Oh, man, I can't wait for it. And now special teams is a factor, too, with the Harrison Butker injury. All right, we're going to come back. It is a busy week. End, as it always is on the network. We'll get you all caught up on that as Sports Daily wraps up right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.